This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, August 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Fish versus fire changes the water debate. VCs pull out of ag tech and EPA bans herbicide. Officials brace for the worst as fires threaten salmon. Fires along the fringes of the Central Valley are impacting water quality for downstream watersheds that supply critical habitat for native salmon species. Last month, the State Water Board held off curtailing diversions along the Scott River due to the Shelley Fire. While the 15,000-acre conflagration is now 92% contained, board staff said at a hearing this week that it continues to impact the area. Staff at the Regional Water Board for the Central Valley looking into potential impacts at the Butte Creek, Feather River, and Mill Creek watersheds in Northern California. Executive Officer Patrick Pulpa called the region the last holdout of spring run Chinook salmon. "We're really hoping the impacts will be minimal, but we're bracing for the worst," said Pulpa. Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel plans to dig deeper into findings at a future hearing. Why it matters? Well, local water agencies are taking a proactive approach to wildfire prevention. While watershed restoration projects in the Sacramento Valley aim to protect salmon, they also build fire resilience, according to Tom Manley. He directs the government relations for the Northern California Water Association. The nature-based solution is part of a portfolio approach that seeks to move beyond the fish versus farm dynamic in water management. Ag tech investors hit the brakes. Venture capital investments in ag tech have, quote, come to a screeching halt, according to Neil Callis. He manages the Turlock Fruit Company and serves on the Western Growers Board. At the monthly meeting of the State Food and Ag Board this week, Callis explained that private equity firms tend to, quote, have the stomach for the ups and downs of the market and will remain engaged. Yet VCs targeting early stage tech startups are finding no opportunities for a return on their investments, he said. A VC seeking a turnaround in less than 7 years is not a good fit. Callis boiled the problem down to basic economics. A farmer may need a melon-picking robot to offset rising labor costs. But if California produces 200 million cartons at $2 a box, the potential reward is far too low for a VC to risk the investment. And a robot that costs $250,000 would create a $4 a carton problem for the farmer, he explained. EPA bans Dacthal, herbicide used mostly in vegetables. EPA has used its emergency authority under FIFRA for the first time in almost 40 years to ban the sale and use of the herbicide DCPA or Dacthal because of effects on fetal development. The agency plans to propose to cancel all registrations, but said that it needed to take the emergency action to prevent, quote, imminent harm to unborn babies. DCPA is registered to control weeds in both ag and non-ag settings, but it's mainly used on crops such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and onions, the EPA said. The sole registrant of DCPA products, Ambac Chemical Corporation, had halted sales of DCPA products and imposed a series of mitigation measures, including restricting use of the product to Arizona and California. But EPA said none were enough to address concerns about the risk to fetal development. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. State attorneys general seek pesticide labeling change for glyphosate. 11 state attorneys general are trying to force EPA to prevent states from issuing their own pesticide warning labels if they contradict EPA findings on human health. The issue is central to legal disputes brought by plaintiffs alleging that they were not adequately warned of the dangers of using Roundup, which they say caused their non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Bayer, which makes glyphosate the active ingredient in Roundup, has made the same argument in courts and has also sought similar language in state and federal legislation to specify that the federal pesticide law, FIFRA, preempts state authority. Specifically, the states led by Iowa and Nebraska want EPA to determine a pesticide label is misbranded if it contains statements or conclusions regarding the product's human health effects, including the likelihood of causing cancer, birth defects, or reproductive harm, that are different from EPA's findings and conclusions stated in its human health risk assessment conducted during the registration review of the product's principal active ingredients. Center for Food Safety lawyer Amy Van Son said the petition is the latest, quote, in a string of attempts to prevent people suffering from cancer caused by pesticides from getting restitution from manufacturers. The regulation they want amended is already clear as to what constitutes misbranding of pesticides. Congress has already spoken as to what states cannot do. An example, change pesticide labels approved by EPA, she said. Smith. Maybe after the election, we can get a farm bill. Senate Ag Committee member Tina Smith of Minnesota isn't giving up on getting a farm bill done by the end of the year. Speaking at the Minnesota Farm Fest yesterday, Smith said she's not ready to talk about extending the 2018 farm bill into 2025. There's too much that can't set an advance for that many months, she added. I think there's a path to reaching a conclusion after the election, after people know what the lay of the land is going to be politically. She didn't describe the path that she sees, and her committee hasn't even taken up a bill. Lawmakers in both chambers remain at odds over how to pay for making changes to commodity programs, including higher reference prices for the price loss coverage program. By the way, Ryan Yates, Managing Director of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said on an earlier FarmFest panel that it was time for the Senate Ag to move a bill. He said the delays have certainly been frustrating, but we are never going to give Congress an out, he said. Now keep in mind, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow and Ranking Member John Bozeman have released rival outlines of a farm bill, but not text. Democrats control the committee by just one vote, and one Democrat, Raphael Warnock of Georgia, says Stabenow's proposal doesn't do enough for commodity programs. Well, here's today's final word. No damage found. That Maggie Mathias, spokesman for the Department of Water Resources, explaining to AgriPulse that preliminary inspections indicate a 5.3 earthquake near Bakersfield on Tuesday night did not affect state water project facilities, including the California Aqueduct. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, August 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.